He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the game day edition. For the first time in franchise history, the Texans have won 3 in a row, and they routed the Bengals 35-6 to get there. Everything went right for the Texans in this game. The offense put up 384 yards. The defense didn't allow Cincy to score a touchdown. And the Texans won the turnover battle for the first time this season. But before we dive into that, the Texans 2009 Texans Cheerleader Calendar is on sale now at the Go Texans store and online. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
I 72. I 72.
The Texans jumped out to an early lead over Cincy thanks to a Jacoby Jones 73-yard punt return for a touchdown. The Texans rode that momentum for the rest of the game. They scored 3 touchdowns through the air and had 1 on the ground. The defense had 2 stops in the red zone, all of which pleased Coach Gary Kubiak.
Well, we played a complete game, John. You know, we knew they had a lot of firepower, and they're moving the ball there in the first half, and we're in a tough football game. And then I thought in the third quarter we took control of the game as a football team. Big drives on offense, stops on defense, turnovers. We won the turnover battle for the first time this year, and played with a lot of clothes at the end of the game. So that was a big step in the right direction, and a great team effort.
Matt Schaub was nearly perfect in the game. He completed 24 of 28 passes for 280 yards. And finished with 144 passer rating.
I felt good about my performance today, but in order for me to do that, there's 10 other guys in that huddle that have to be doing that as well. And so as an offense, we functioned really well today across the board. Guys are getting open. The O-line, they dominated the line of scrimmage for us and, kept the pocket real clean and allowed me to step up and make the throws to open receivers. And then those guys, Andre, Kevin, Owen, they were making plays down the field, David, when he was in there. So it was a complete, effort on everybody's part today.
Kevin Walter certainly did his part against his former team. Walter finished with 70 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns. David Anderson also grabbed his first touchdown of the season on a 6-yard pass. But the star of the game was Andre Johnson, finished with 11 catches for 143 yards.
Yeah, I don't even know where to begin. What, he had 11 for 140-something today again. He is just playing so well, so much confidence. He's playing tough. They knocked the heck out of him 4 or 5 times. He's leading the team. He's rubbing off on Kevin. He's rubbing off on David. He's special, and we're not even halfway there yet. So just very proud of him. He started leading this team the minute we walked out of Tennessee with his play, and he hasn't stopped.
Dre ended the month of October with 41 catches for 593 receiving yards. He leads all NFL receivers this year with 56 receptions for 772 yards. The Pro Bowler said it was the best game he has seen the Texans play.
Yeah, I think it is. Like I said before, I think it's the best football we've played since I've been here. It's fun. It's a lot of fun, because we know what we can be. I think that's why I was so frustrated at the beginning of the season, because we know that we can go out and play real good football, but we weren't doing it. We're starting to do it now, and like I said, I'm hoping that it's something we can continue to do, and hopefully we can take what we've been doing these past few weeks on the road in Minnesota.
On the other side of the ball, several defensive players came up big. Dante Robinson and Eugene Wilson had interceptions, and Travis Johnson and Mario Williams each had a sack. Super Mario now has 7 sacks for the season, which is the most by any AFC defensive end.
Everything was just clicking today, and we were playing off one another. We were just playing assignment football and getting it done.
As always, thanks for listening to the Texans Today Game Day Edition. And remember, it's always football time in Houston. It's football.